This day the church celebrates the feast of one of those special shepherds that she raises up not only to glory because he is, by the will of God and by his cooperation with the will of God. That means, of course, that he had 5 talents and made 10 talents and maybe 20. And of course, each one of us has that duty to make as many talents from the ones that God gave to us in the beginning. If we are lazy, like the one servant who only got one, because, you know, God knows everything ultimately, there's nothing new. Nothing that we can do can fool him, so that we cannot pretend to be this, that, and the other, and then do whatever we wish. So the Lord just gave him one. And he won out of fear and out of laziness, dug into the earth, wrapped it up, and hid it until the master should come back. And of course, if we do that, now you notice that on this day, if you continue reading that gospel, you will see that that one servant is punished, basically in eternal hell. We cannot be lazy in the spiritual life and make it to heaven. That's just not possible. So we have to multiply our talents. So today, we celebrate the feast of a great shepherd. In the era after the Council of Trent, St. Gregory Barbarigo. He was of the famous and noble family of Venice, the Barbarigo family, and he went to study across the street, basically, in Padua, where he studied both civil and canon law, and eventually he was ordained to the priesthood. Well, he had made friends with Cardinal Chigi, and Cardinal Chigi became Pope Alexander VII. So Pope Alexander, and I guess he must have thought Alexander VI, my ancestor, had something good about him because he took his name. That's usually the way that works. A pope who is elected takes the name of a previous pope whom he admires for some reason. And of course, we know that there were some things that we're all right, but we also know that he did a lot of good things for the church, including that we're here, because he divided the world between Spain and Portugal, and we were on the side of Spain, and we received the Holy Catholic faith from Spain. Brazil, on the other hand, from Portugal. And all of them pretty much have lost the faith, but nothing we can do. You know, Our Lady said to Venerable Lucia dos Santos, those who maintain the faith, and they haven't because they have approved divorce, contraception, and abortion, and other things worse, they have not maintained the faith. In those countries, I will be there until the end of time. But they have not, so she has left. She has left them to their own devices. So anyway, he chose, Cardinal Chigi chose Alexander as his name, he of the seventh. And he knew about this young man, Gregory Barbarigo, and he made him bishop of Bergamo. Now, Bergamo is a very relatively small diocese, much bigger than ours. Ours is a tiny diocese. Ours is the one with the one talent. Bergamo is the home diocese of St. John the 23rd. And of course, there's a whole history there. He was a most remarkable person also, and a very holy person, and pope. But of course, saints make mistakes. And so he did such a good job there in Bergamo that when the Diocese of Padua came open, he transferred him to the Diocese of Padua and created him a cardinal. So St. Gregory Barbarigo was a cardinal. And he was very much in the style of St. Charles Borromeo. He lived a very holy life. He did everything he could to clean up the place, to improve the life of the clergy. It had many, many things going on. And also in his own life, he was most solicitous of the poor in spirit and the poor in body. Among other things, he had many books printed in their respective languages to send to the East, Eastern Europe, and the eastern part of the Mediterranean for those peoples who did not have anything to read that was holy and traditional and Catholic. And then he also gave a lot of money to the poor, the widows, and the orphans, including at sometimes even giving up his bed and selling it to have money to give to the poor, which I don't think most of us would do. But anyway, so he was a remarkable man, a remarkable bishop and cardinal. So when he died on this day in 1697, I think it is, not long afterwards, Pope Clement XIII, one of my favorite popes of the 18th century, beatified him. And then, in the early 1960s, St. John the 23rd from Bergamo canonized him. And of course, he is a big deal in Italy because he is a recently canonized bishop and cardinal who did what a cardinal and a bishop is supposed to do. And of course, this is something for which we need to pray to him, to grant us a holy pope, a strong traditional pope, and to grant us holy bishops and holy priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.